I am a king. I am a queen. I act like it. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am a king, and I am a queen, and I act like it. Now, what kind of king, what kind of queen am I? What kind of kingdom do I live in? Do I live in a kingdom of absolute? Do I live in the kingdom of unconditional love? That would be a hellish kingdom to live in. The kingdom of unconditional love. I would not be allowed in that kingdom to have one thought of condition about anybody. I would not be allowed to judge another person. I would not be allowed to do anything like that. How could I be king of a kingdom like that if I were judging things? Well, you wouldn't be. You are the king and queen of whatever kingdom you have created. It's not who you are, it's who you pretend to be. Now, who do you pretend to be? You are ideal, you are perfect, you are wonderful, you are magnificent, you are the king and queen, you are the it, the all, and the as. But the thing is, when you play games pretending that you're not, then you're getting in trouble. Now, in all the fairy tales, there's always a wicked stepmother coming into the show, and there's always the king who is so gentle and so loving, and he dies and does silly things like that. Now, why is the wicked stepmother coming in there? Because she is a test, a foil. She is one that checks to see if the prince or the princess are going to be touched by her wickedness, or whether they're going to be their original purity and integrity. Now, and the prince in, what's the name of the show we watched?
Bewitched.
No.
Bewitched.
Thank you very much. This is Out of the Sewer, remember?
Oh, Enchanted.
Enchanted. I say Out of the Sewer, and you know it's Enchanted. Now, in the show Enchanted, did they have the princess ever act unlike a princess? She was always a princess, and she was always naive. She was always seeing everything beautiful and good. And how did the prince act? He too was acting the role of the prince. He was with his sword going out to save people and so forth. He probably never killed anybody, you know. And he went out and he was by his authority and by his clothing and by his attitude. And I like the one phrase that he made. They said, have you ever wondered if what you're doing is right? Do you always like yourself? And the prince answered to his friend something like, what's there not to like? What's there not to like about? I'm the prince, and I'm always the prince. I'm always acting like the prince. And you say, okay, Herb, enough. Those are fairy tales. And those fairy tales are not real. Well, I tell you, those are not fairy tales. Those are the real. And that's just the way we create life to challenge us, to see if it can take us from our original purity and integrity. And it sometimes causes us to think away from our original purity and integrity. Now, did the prince end up with the princess? No. Did the prince end up with who he wanted to marry? No.
Yes.
No. He just wanted to marry.
Ah.
He wasn't interested in whether it was a princess or anybody else. He wanted to marry someone who's going to be his queen. And he was going to take over from, because he wanted to tell his mother, his stepmother, that's enough, back off, you know. And so he did, didn't he? Now, he wasn't interested in sex. He wasn't interested in emotion. He wasn't interested, I've got to have my princess, he sings his song for her, and he shouts it off to the world. And he didn't care what she looked like or what she was. It was the princess. And when he found her, he said, are you my princess? And the princess said, are you my prince? And they both answered, yes, yes, you know. But the thing is, they weren't sure. if they were really prince and princess and they really knew it, they would have known it. There'd be no question, are you, you know. Now, could you be a prince? Could you be a princess? Could you be a king? Could you be a queen? You know, could you be playing these roles? And the answer is no, because you haven't determined what your original purity and integrity is like. You are still going on with the appearances in the world around you. You know, I was looking at the Fortune magazine, and in the Fortune magazine, it showed how the Russian oil was down at the bottom, then the Russian oil was up at the top, then the Russian oil was in the middle, then the Russian oil was here, the Russian oil was there. And, you know, through that all, Russia still remained there. Through that all these companies remain there. And American companies, Exxon is top in the Russian market, and it's fantastic. And they have more crude than they know what to do with, and they're just fantastic and doing everything right. Now, we look at appearances and we say, oh my goodness, the world is coming to an end. For how long? 10 minutes? The world doesn't come to an end. The world exists on whatever thoughts we think about it. Now, if you're going to think lovely thoughts, you'll have lovely experiences. And if you're going to think limiting thoughts, then you'll have limiting experiences. Now, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want to live a life of magnificence and magic and marvel? Or do you want to live a life that's filled with confusion and you just don't know what the next step is? Whatever the program is for you, that's what you're living and that's what you're doing. Now, we've had a lot of people come through our life, and there'll be a lot more people coming through our life. And one lady came through our life, and she heard my philosophy and heard the things that we're teaching and thought it was the most wonderful thing in the world. She had to have it. And so she came, and she fell in love with me, I'm sure. And so she followed the philosophy, and then she sponsored the philosophy, and then she encouraged it, and then she found that I wasn't available. And so she found somebody else, but she still encouraged the philosophy. But then she created somebody that wasn't available either. And so they wanted to have her be available. So I talked with them, and they got him available. And so that was all fine and dandy. And then, you see, they wanted something. They just wanted something. They always went in. They didn't go in to learn the lesson of the philosophy. And if you want to get the benefit that life has to offer, you first learn a philosophy. You learn a way of living. And once you've learned a way of living, and then you practice that way of living, then every desire of your heart is already met. When you use a philosophy merely as a tool or as a gimmick to manipulate and control your environment and your world to get what you want, then you're going to keep on wanting to get what you want. You're never going to be satisfied. And never being satisfied is not a very satisfying type of life to live in, you know. It's not a very happy life to live in. And we want to live our life in such a beautiful, fantastic way that we are always satisfied and we are always fulfilled. Now, are you satisfied? Are you fulfilled? Are you living your life according to your highest and your best? Are you walking the pathway that means the most to you?
That's for sure.
If you are, then you have nobody, 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 nobody outside of yourself to correct. You have nobody, nobody to tell that they shouldn't burp. You have nobody, yeah, you have nobody. You don't hear those things. You don't hear those things because you see everybody as beautiful as you are. And if you hear a burp, that's in you. If you hear an unkind word, that's in you. If you hear limitation of any kind, that's me. That's me. That's not somebody else. And so I look at everybody and I say, wow, what beautiful people. And you say, man, Herb, you have patience and you have tolerance and you have this, that. I do not. I do not. I look at everyone like me. And I see them wonderful without anything to change. Now, isn't that the way to go? Isn't that what we all want to do? Well, you know, the nature of some things is to be some things. The nature of an amoeba is to do what?
To split.
It just goes through life eating and splitting and eating and splitting and eating and splitting. Now, what's the nature of a dog to do? The nature of a dog is to be in a pack and to have a leader. And so the dog is brought into the home. Now, who is the leader in the home? Well, mother and daddy and sister and brother and whatever, and the cats. They're all the leader of the dog. Well, now, the dog will soon have a nervous breakdown. If the dog has one leader, mama or daddy or one of the kids or the cat, with one leader, then it will be just fine. I sent you a little thing that was sent to me, and it was in this park, and these animals were saved from harm's way, and they were put into this park and taken care of, and every one of them found a partner. Well, this one elephant didn't have a partner, and this one dog didn't have a partner. So this elephant chose this dog as a partner, and the dog chose the elephant as a partner, and they were running around as lovers, as though they were the best of friends. They'd swim together, they'd wash together, they'd lay together, they'd eat together, they would do everything together. Now, you see, who was the boss, the dog or the elephant? Now, I think each thought they were the boss. Or each thought they were the beloved, and they didn't mind being directed by their beloved. And so the dog was directed by the elephant. And when the dog one day was sick and had to be in the hospital for a while, the elephant stood outside of the hospital looking into toward the hospital, just heartsick because his friend wasn't there. And then the doctor in the hospital carried the dog out so that the elephant could see them, and the elephant put his trunk on the dog and loved the dog, put his foot on the dog's belly, you know, and the dog just laid there and says, "I trust you." And the dog was on his feet in no time because the healing love of his brother or his whatever, you know, his partner. What do you say? His partner.
Yeah.
His teammate or whatever. Just brought him back. Now, do you understand what that's all about? Now, can you be a king or a queen or a prince or princess? And the answer is no. Because you don't know what kind of a court you're going to have control over. You don't know what kind of a world you're going to have. And I say to you, the minute you decide that my world is good and very good, the minute you decide that I like everybody, I'm unconditional love, the minute you decide anything, you know, Simon Legree, the monster who takes money from the little widows who have nothing in there, dump them out of their house or their kids, whatever, and he doesn't even need the house. But now, he makes money and money and money and money. And he has no feeling that he's doing anything wrong. So therefore, he's not doing anything wrong for him. And so, he wants money and he gets money. Now, why couldn't he be a good guy, according to some standards, and get money? He could, but that's just not the way he was trained. He was trained by his mentor to be a Simon Legree. And the more Simon Legree he was, the greater his mentor thought he was doing his job. Now, what kind of a prince or princess are you going to be? It depends. What do you think of yourself? Do you like everything about yourself? Then that's what you're going to find in the world around you. And if you see yourself as a miserable, good-for-nothing, useless, unfortunate cluck that hasn't got a penny, then that's what you are going to create in your world. So, it's all your attitude. And if you're ready, the world is ready to lay down and do whatever you want it to do. Magic. That's you. Try it. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.